concept in the city. You see, the robbers had killers, it's real, killers. On top of the buildings, killers. I'm dropping a set, killers. She left you on red, the hop in this red, made back with the killers. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, cause we got the effort, she sneak them inside. We taking them shots, but you still alive. We iron your section, you're on the side. We roll up our sleeves, we light up your live. We don't want to get it, we ready to die. Meet you in heaven, we up in the sky. Tell God, we killers, 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 killers.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me with your boy, Rashad. So, I want to let y'all know something. It has been a lot going on in the media, a lot going on in the world, and we're going to jump right into it. So, the first thing I want to talk about is, now, as you know, I told y'all last week, Trump got his house raided by the FBI. So, what happened was, he was reportedly had some documents from the White House, and they've been contacting him and his team to let him know, hey, you need to bring those back. He kept playing around, kept thinking things was a joke. He wasn't taking them serious, so they was like, all right, we got you. And they ran up in that piece. So, as of right now, where he sits is they talking about bringing him up on some charges. So, as it pans out, we're going to give you more information. He's still thinking about running. You know, the Republicans, they all excited, they pumped up, as I knew they would be. But as things definitely come in, we're going to tackle them as they come in. So as I get more information, we'll definitely let you know what's going on. All right, so furthermore, R. Kelly is back in the news. And the reason why Kelly is back in the news is because he's going back to trial. Now, he's going back to trial in Chicago. He has to face 14 different charges he's facing. And it's going to be 6 witnesses. And the witnesses that he has, nobody's going to know their names. Only the judges and the defendants know who they are. And also, when it comes to, you know, R. Kelly, they were saying how they had to do this trial because it's 2 more people involved in this trial. One is his bodyguard, and the other is his brother. So we're going to definitely see how that pans out. The worst come to worst, he'll get an extra couple years on his sentence, and those victims will probably get a little more peace, because at that press conference they held, they were still a little shooken up, and you never know how long it takes somebody to heal from whatever they've been going through. But it was a sex tape that leaked this week from Safari, and he got real angry. He was like, whoever leaked it, he's taking full legal representation. He going after you. Whoever it is, he going after you. And, you know, on social media, he was getting tore up by that sex tape. I didn't happen to run across it, because that ain't, you know what I'm saying, that ain't got nothing to do with me. But yeah, the ladies was tearing it up. From what I've been seeing on social media, they was tearing it up. So, but shout out to Safari. Hope you find out what you need to find out, brother. Now, from one of the people who I really love, not only interacting with her on social media, but I just love her personality. And that is Young Miami. So, on her show, Carisha Please, she had a real special episode this week. It was her, JT, and Saucy Santana. And the reason why this was a special episode was because not only is this the other half of the City Girls, but, you know, and with Saucy Santana, they all are friends. You got to see what was the best part of their friendship, what really made them mad at each other, or what makes all of them tick. I love to see that, because sometimes, because people are celebrities, you really feel like they're so much different than you. But then when you really get to see them talk and break down how each and every one of them feel, you really can tell they're not that much different than you and I. Well, besides, you know, all the money. But they're regular people. They just got status. And I love the episode, you know. You know, JT got emotional. Young Miami got emotional. It was a real good episode, man. I'm really glad they let us see them in that element, because a lot of people don't let you see that side of them. And it was definitely good to know. So, shout out to Young Miami. Shout out to JT. Shout out to Saucy Santana. Also, keep on going with the podcast. On Drink Champs this week, Neo was on Drink Champs. And what I loved about Drink Champs this week with Neo is Neo... What a lot of people don't know about Neo is that, besides what you see in the news, we're going to get past all that. He a singer, he a songwriter, R&B star. He wrote so many hits, sung so many songs, wrote so many songs. I just want to get this man his flowers, man. He's been in the game almost 20 years. Most definitely deserve him. His outside life is a whole nother thing. He got to handle that. How he got to handle that. But his music career, I can't say nothing bad about it. He's worked with it. He's worked with the greats. And he still got a lot of people left that he still want to work with. So I can't wait to see what the future holds for who he's going to work with in music and what he's already, you know. It's just dope to see, you know. And speaking on the downfall of what he got going on, you know, his wife has filed for divorce. And it's certain things she wants in the divorce. So will she get it? Who knows? So we definitely gonna keep you posted. You know, she, like I said, she's made her demands on what she wants and everything like that. So it's up to the lawyers and everybody to see what everybody can do. I'm pretty sure he has a prenup, but in the coming weeks and months, everything will be, you know, brought to the light. But I could have sworn he said he had a prenup. But we're going to move right along. So, also this week, a lot of music came out. Meg Thee Stallion came out with Traumazine. It's been getting mixed reviews online. I've heard a couple people say they like the album. I heard a couple people have trashed it. I haven't got to listen to it yet, but like I said, I've seen a lot of females and rappers, you know, co-signing it. So I can't wait to take a listen. I have been listening to Game's album, Dramatic. And for the tracks I've been listening to, I've listened to at least about 80 of the tracks. It's about 30 tracks. It's a long album. But what I can say from what I've been listening to already, it's an all right album. I ain't going to lie to you. He got some dope beats. He got a whole lot of features. And the only bad thing I got to say about this album is this man did a 10-minute diss track to Eminem. It's on a song called The Black Slim Shady. I don't understand why rappers won't leave that man alone. Like, it's damn near career suicide. But, you know, who knows? Maybe Game might get what he want and he won't respond. I don't believe that. I know he gonna respond. You can best believe that. But yeah, but like I said, overall, besides that, the album dope, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. He did his thing with this album. I'm not gonna lie. If my player wasn't acting up, I'd play a couple tracks, but it's been acting up lately. But yeah, man. Speaking on the Beehive, it was a preacher at this church. I forgot the name of the church. But it was a preacher. I think it was a Kojic church. And it was a preacher going in on Beyonce about her song Church Girl. And he was saying how she's demonic and everything like that. And it's just, I just find it funny how, you know, a lot of preachers will, and I'm not saying you can't use different forms of art to make your message, but to really judge somebody like that, come on, it's art. You don't know that lady from a can of paint to call her the devil? Come on, man. You know, you see it a lot now, man. A lot of these preachers now online, to be honest, I ain't even trying to be funny. They're not living for God's word. They're not professing what is going to be and what it should be. They're not confessing that. I feel like they're trying to go viral. They're trying to get some clout. They're not just preaching the word no more. It's all for monetary gain now with a lot of these preachers. And it's sad, man. Because you got a whole congregation waiting on what you say of the Lord. And that's what I can't get with. But it's going to be what it's going to be. And speaking of the game, shout out Mona from Don't Call Me White Girl podcast. She's on the album. I saw her do a little snippet. I said, I see you, girl. I see y'all ain't working. There was another song that came out, Ron Isley and Beyonce. They came out with a song. There's a few little tracks came out. What else came out? Then Ransom came out with a song. There's a few little tracks. Let me see what else. Oh yeah, Nikki came out with Super Freaky Girl. I forgot about Nikki. Let me see if I can play a little bit of that. Let's see if it play. It'll be acting up sometime. Come on. I guess it ain't trying to play. But there we go. That was a little snippet for Nicki Minaj, Super Freaky Girl. Like I said, we had a couple things come out. Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's been nonstop music. I know also, because I like, but one thing I miss with the music, a lot of these songs don't be having bridges. You know, I just miss old music.
I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody seen me.
Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them I close, no stops, please. Soon as I nut, you go, leave. Got M's in the bank like S and D. Cry to glasses, I won't even Pikachu. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got on waiting and watching what he gonna do. Trying to pee what I do, trying to steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them hands come and finish you. Know you being charged.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's been a lot going on this week. Also, I want to say rest in peace to, what's that lady name? I don't want to get her name wrong. Helen something. It'll come back to me. R.I.P. Teddy Ray. Man, I gotta play this clip. Hold up. It's a clip on Teddy Ray. It's so funny. Y'all gotta listen to this. Hold up. Here you go. Shout out Teddy Ray, man. I had to play that, man. That man was a fool, man. It's just, it's crazy, man. Everything be so unexpected. And TMZ just confirmed that he died of drowning in a pool. Definitely gone, but never forgotten. But also, too, with death comes, you gotta also make sure you appreciate life. For the people that you still got here, man, tell these people you love them, man, for real. You never know how long you got with them. Just don't let them leave out of here knowing how you felt about them. It could be somebody that you ain't heard from in a long time. Just call them and tell them you love them. Hey, I've been thinking about you. What's up? So, yeah, it was a clip. Not a clip, my bad. I'm sorry. It was an article I seen where they said single men right now are lonelier now than we have ever been. I wanted to speak on that for a second. And the reason why I want to speak on it is because I want to say I'm not going to say that it's all the way true, but it's somewhat true. I want you to listen to this. So, my bad, it wouldn't play. I thought it was going to play. But also, too, when it come to being single, a lot of people single right now because either they don't know what they want, the person that they do want, they standards are too high, you can't meet them, you're not settling. It's a lot of reasons, man. It could be the person that you want, y'all don't want the same things, so... And it also depends on where you live, too. It always depends. But another thing I want to talk about, too, is how so many married men be acting like they single. I wanted to bring it up for a minute. And the reason why I wanted to bring it up is because I feel like it adds to the stigma too. You know, I be feeling so bad for the wives of all these married men that always be in these single women DMs. They posting daily. They putting y'all out there. For some reason y'all, I never knew it was to have and to hold and to cheat. I never knew it was that. I never knew that was the vows, but y'all motherfuckers is disgusting. So, like, if you don't want that woman, let her go. Why you keep punishing her for being faithful to you when you out here just scamming and doing everything to her? You know what I'm saying? So, as far as being single goes, you know, fellas, know your worth. Don't just be out here taking anything. Raise your standards up, too. You know what I'm saying? The women fighting for what they want, you need to fight for what you want, too. Don't just be out here taking anything. You know what you need and you know what you deserve. Go out here and get it. But that's all I have for y'all today. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for supporting. Talk to y'all soon.